This is RSBNB Update, episode 49, recorded Friday, May 26th, 2006.
We're here to talk about RuneScape stuff.
And questions, Mac OS X.
Yes.
And everything else.
All the usual.
Yep, we're here this week with Brad, Pika,
hello.
Nick. Pika and Nick are from Tucson, Arizona, I believe. That's right, eh?
Yeah. Yes,
okay.
We're tech partners.
Pika.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my screen name.
Yeah, that's Pika's name on the website, so he has to use that name on the show.
Yeah,
him.
Unfortunately.
But his real name is?
It's
Mark.
A secret.
Not anymore!
Nope. Anyway, so this week we have a new quest in the RuneScape updates.
Another new quest.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious.
Royal Trouble.
Mm.
I take it Pika didn't do it then.
Quests are for newbies.
Okay then. I know Brad did it, and I know I did it. So I'm going to ask him, what do you rate it out of 5?
2.
3. 2?
Okay.
What?
It was way too much talking.
Yes. And what did you say on your blog? do we want to say anything here about that?
Well, I said it's time to do this crappy quest, then you said it's lots of talking, and I said a woman made it, what do you expect?
Yeah.
Brad is quite the witty one.
And there's something else on that post, but we don't need to mention that.
Pornography?
Excuse me?
Nothing.
Anyway, so yeah.
Desu.
Desu's just hanging out.
Okay.
Yeah. So, that's that. I'm gonna rate it 3 out of 5, maybe?
Cool.
Yeah.
3? Yeah.
I'll go to 5.
Okay. We should do it then. Did you do the original Miscellanea one?
Yes.
Okay. Anyways, you get 5k agility slayer hit points XP and 20,000 GP from
That's
this.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I need the money.
Yeah. Resources are indeed increased. They can now collect your seeds, flax, and even bird's nests. I haven't heard of anyone getting a bird's nest, but that's what they say. Yes.
Jagex says a lot of things.
Yes, that's right.
Jagex said carpentry and could have been out in RuneScape Classic. Here we are, 2 years later. But hey, still no carpentry.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually predicting that to come out in June or July.
2 years behind schedule.
Yes. Yes. But the resources aren't that bad. With full money in there, like 75k a day, I got and full power on the herbs. I got six dwarf weed, which is a good herb. It makes ranging potions.
Yay!
Yeah, but maybe Brad should say what he got.
Okay, on 40% popularity at 20,000 gold, 33% herb, 33% seed, 33% logs. I got one Nastrium seed. One seed. For
one
a
seed.
Day's work.
You guys are nerds.
Yeah, we are.
Sure. I'm sure you and Nick are tech nerds too, then.
Well, tech is better than RuneScape.
Well, they're all pretty good, I say. Anyways. two new random events.
Really?
Pinball game where you hit the ball, where you are the
what?
Ball.
Is it really necessary to explain how the mechanics of the pinball game?
Hmm?
Is it really necessary to explain the mechanics of a pinball game?
No, but you are the actual ball in this one.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you tag 10 poles. If you tag the wrong one, your score goes back to 0. And, yes. Grab the evil twin with a crane until the red target is on top of the one that looks like the correct version of Molly. Anyways, Brad, you said you also got two of these for, like, some reason?
Yes. Yeah. Well, the pinball one is probably difficult to macro past because the camera angle is constantly changing. And the second one, but they're both pretty easy to get past. Aren't like an evil Bob or anything.
Oh god, that one's bad. Evil Bob. Blech. So, yeah, that's that. Yeah! Maybe that's why somebody wanted you to come on the show, because you got these two random events. On to questions. Somebody read the first one.
What will Microsoft Vista do to XP? Will XP be old and not usable? Will XP still be better? What is Vista all about? And that's from Kyle.
Okay, I'm assuming this one's for me, right?
Oh, sure, you can. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, it doesn't seem like it's a very popular opinion among most places on the internet right now, but Vista's pretty dumb. It's like what Microsoft did from 2000 to XP is they just added more shiny, more bells and whistles, but not much in functionality. And the biggest thing that bugs me about Vista is they've added DRM out the ass, and so basically you don't really own anything on the computer. It's like how iPod only lets you use music that you downloaded through iTunes, or you at least imported. It's just, I don't know. It seems like your computer isn't really yours anymore. It tries to make decisions for you. And Microsoft has been doing this thing lately where they just want to make computers more computer-friendly, but that just makes them more annoying for people who know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually agree with what you said there about Vista. That's probably all I'd say about it, too. Are you going to be sticking with XP then?
I'm not sure. I think somewhere down the line I'll end up getting a Mac, but I've used Vista Beta 1. Beta 2 came out, and I might give it a try, but it's nothing really special. It's pretty, but that's about it.
Yeah, exactly. So there you go, Kyle. Some info on Vista. Basically, more shiny XP then.
How does Google make money? And that is from Trekkie.
Advertising.
Well, Trekkie, yes, advertising. People pay lots and lots and lots of money for their little banners to be up on Google that people just block with ad blockers and banner blockers. So basically, people pay for nothing.
Yeah.
And so people at Google grow rich on this.
Google actually has one of the more effective ways of advertising online, though, is all their ads base themselves off of what's on a site. So if you have a site about video games, then you'll get ads about video games. So at least they're relevant to whatever the site's about. So
yeah.
You won't be like, that's stupid. No, I'm ignoring that.
Yeah. Remember, don't block the RSVNB ads. Yeah, we get all sorts of little ads about RuneScape, Making Money Guide, AdvancedRuneScape.com.
Yes.
Yes. So that's what our ads are, seeing as it's a RuneScape website. Thank you, Trekkie. Strategies for 70 Herblore. And I say herb.
Herb.
Okay.
Herb.
What does
Herblore? Not Herblore. Come on, Shane. Pronounce it right, buddy. Anyways, for 70 Herblore?
Yes.
Herblore, I mean. Anyways, for 70 Herblore, I don't know. Shane, you got this one.
Yes, okay. This is from Bib User. I wonder, you think he uses a bib?
Yes, because I'm sorry, Bib User. I love you.
Okay, for 70 Herblore, there's two ways.
Almost all of my heart.
There's two ways to do it. You can either do it losing lots of money, but get it quicker. That way would probably be to make the best potion you can make. Buy the herb, buy the second, and then mix them together. That'll get you the experience rather quick, but you'll probably lose a good deal of money. Or if you don't want to lose money, you can just do buy Ranner Weeds for 7.5k each, and then buy Snapgrass for 500 each. Sell the prayer potions for 8k each. So that's how I'd do it. Next, have any ideas for new prayers? This is from Kyle.
Yes.
What do you think?
Come on, sound it out.
What should happen is, like, when you die, there should be one where you can destroy all your equipment. So, like, no one could use it, like a really high level one. Like 85 or something.
I see.
Where you can use it, so if you die, it destroys all your stuff.
And then it's basically useless for someone else?
Yeah.
And then basically it's just gone and they can't repair it or anything?
Yeah, you can't get it back and they can't get it. It just turns into ash.
Oh, that's a good idea. I like that.
Indeed.
What about you, Brad? Do you have any ideas?
Not really.
don't know, is the prayer scale complete, you think, or...?
Well, no, because, I mean, the highest level is 52. I mean, the lowest level you need to do something in any other skill is probably about 65 for runecrafting, which was 54, so it's by no means complete.
Yep. Okay. My idea for a new prayer, maybe one that recharges your agility or your energy or something quicker? I don't know. What do you think? I don't know. Anyways, there's our ideas for new prayers. I'm just ignoring what I see in the MSN conversation right now. I'll post a link to the topic we're all talking about on Brad's blog. So, yes, okay.
Oh yeah, more hits for me.
Yes. Oh. Oh, I'm just reading the comments on this thing. Shane is a little curious. And then Glenn says, by any chance did he know about that? And you say, no, he just walked into the bank with the skirt on. Okay, thank you. Next question. Oh! Which sites would you recommend learning for Java? Learning Java, that's a good question. Well,
don't use Java, it's bad.
Well, yes.
End of story.
It's bad if you want to program anything like for an industry or something like that, but don't use it for anything real-world application.
It's good if you're doing development on a VTech. I'll give it that.
Oh, really? That's interesting. Yes, but for Java, just download the SDK or whatever it's called, J2RE runtime environment. I don't know what it's called. From the sun.java.com or whatever. Or java.sun.com, I always get that mixed up.
Oh my god.
Then you'll need a IDE. You can probably use something like Eclipse, BlueJ, the one that comes with it, NetBeans. Those are all free. Java is pretty much free to do.
Did you say Beans?
NetBeans.
Oh, Beans.
Net Java, NetBeans.
Yeah.
Ooh, Beans.
See, computer nerds love puns. So we do stupid shit like this. It's like Nibbles, Bits, Bytes.
Yeah. Sites for learning Java? Do a Google search for Java tutorials, maybe.
But LearnJava.com.
I really have no idea for exact things you could...
JavaParty.com.
...go to learn Java, because mine's...
DoItJava.com.
I would recommend Starbucks.
Just JavaIt.com. JavaItUp.com.
That's enough.
Yes, please, that's enough.
We love Java.org. .gov.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
No. I shall not be silenced.
I can remove you from the conversation with a simple click.
Well, then the show would suck. Whee.
Anyways. Yeah. I really don't have any recommendations right now as recording, but I'll probably post something in the notes.
About how you don't like me anymore? I'm sorry.
No? Who said I don't like you?
I have my hunches. Next question.
That was from Stabo 2, by the way. Oh, I think Brad is reading this one.
Okay, Brad, okay. Go ahead.
With a huge game engine update recently, where we waited over 2 weeks for almost nothing except a terrible filter, a terrible search engine on the forums, do you think overall this game engine update has made the game better or worse, or in the future will make it better? Can you actually see much bigger, more advanced graphical updates coming in the future, or will it just be the usual, like, oh my god, this is going to be released, it's going to be so cool, then bam, it sucks like crap? Wow, well, Jagex are the masters of building something up to sound amazing when in actual fact it's crap. The only major advantage to come out of the engine update was the fact the game loads about twice as fast. Apart from that, yeah, nothing. But
Go ahead.
No, I can't think of anything else.
Yeah, well, whenever I go to places with lots of sounds, I can hear more sounds.
I turn sounds off.
Yeah, you do, don't you?
And for some reason, sounds don't work in Firefox now.
What?
They don't. Or
I
on
thought they did.
No, they don't, because I use Firefox and they don't work.
Really?
Yeah, RuneScape.
They work.
Well, that's because you're on high detail.
Oh, right. Oh, they were supposed to have sounds on low detail, too.
That's a problem with the client. Because I tried it on high detail on Firefox yesterday, and it worked fine.
Yeah. Well, RuneScape doesn't care.
You play RuneScape, Nick?
No, actually, we were testing the Wi-Fi range at Pika's house.
Yes.
Sorry for busting your anonymity there.
My secret identity.
Yes, that's right. His secret identity starts with M. We'll give you another letter next week. Thank you. So basically, the engine update wasn't what it turned out to be. And that was from Crazy Mike, who is a mod on RSBNB.
It's not crazy, it's crazy. Because he's crazy!
Okay.
He's crazy! He's crazy! I kill you, he's crazy! It's crazy!
Finally, one last question. This is from Pika's favorite person, PFK99s. Can you explain to me what someone does with their kingdom after completing the quest? Is it beneficial to do this quest and control the peasants? Well, PFK99s. Or I should say, well, PFK99s, putting on the Pika voice. After you complete the quest, basically you go talk to the advisor. Sir Advisor Grimm, I think he is. That's his name, right, Brad? Right?
Yes, Grimm.
Okay.
With a H.
Yes, Grimm. Okay.
H.
After that, you go up to him, deposit some money into the coffers. It takes 50k a day if you've completed the first one, or 75k if you've completed the second quest. Anyways, you set these little bar thingies up to like 100%, 75% and such, and then the people will gather stuff for you, and then you go pick it up next day. So it is actually beneficial if you do herbs, I'd say, and you have 100% rating, and you put the maximum amount of money in for a day. Otherwise, if you only put 20k in and distribute it evenly, you get one Nasturtium seed.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, we lost Pika. Should I bring him back?
He said to him.
What are you doing? He says he's resetting his volume.
Oh, so should I not bring him back? Oh, he's not online. Anyways, so yes. I would say it is beneficial, but if you're only putting in 20k, like Brad did, that's right?
Yes.
Yeah, then you'll get one Nasturtium seed.
Just say when, Mark. Alright, he's coming back on.
Okay, so I see him now. Here we go.
Connecting.
You there?
I guess now I'll use my more kinder and gentler voice when I'm talking. So
did you bump itself down?
What?
Did the high volume bump itself down?
Yeah, I can't do that anymore. You see, it's not good. Can't quite do that. So I'm gonna have to talk like this now, like they do on NPR.
So, we normally have a tech news segment, but since Nick is here this week, he did install something called Mac OS X on his computer, and he's going to tell us a bit about it.
Yes,
oh,
Nick.
Boy.
Okay, maybe I should conduct the interview with Nick.
Yes.
Okay.
Ahead.
And this is going to replace this week's tech news. Okay, so, Nick, would you kindly describe Windows versus OS X?
It's OS X.
I call it X too. I don't care.
It's the
Mac people get up in arms when you say ten. When you say X.
Screw them. It's not hard to compare them side by side because they are different operating systems. But if anyone has ever used any Unix-based operating system, OS X or OS X is kind of like that. I mean, they both have the terminal and that kind of thing. For the most part, most of the things you do in Windows will also work in OS X, like Alt-Tab, just most keyboard shortcuts. Some of them are kind of different, like Control is replaced with the Apple key, but you can actually configure it and make it exactly the same. A lot of people complain about Windows stability, but that's honestly hasn't been an issue with me as of 2000 and XP, so I really can't say OS X is significantly more stable, but it's not like it crashes all the time or anything.
Okay,
so we've covered the second question of how stable it is. Now, how fast are both of them compared to one another?
I guess just in this case, I'd have to say Windows is faster, but that was because I was running OS X on my laptop, which does not have an SSE3 capable processor, so I was running a TPAC to make things work. And it wasn't necessarily slow, but it wasn't as fast as it could be.
Okay. Now for the next question. How much, quote-unquote, hacking was required to get it to work on your computer? Like, how much did you have to manipulate OS X?
The version I got was already pre-patched, so I really didn't have to do much. Sometimes you'll have to get one, like you can get a retail version, and you might have to patch it yourself, but I just downloaded mine how it was. All you have to play with partitions and stuff, but otherwise it's pretty straightforward.
What file system does it use?
I think it uses one called the HFS or something. In the install setup, there's a disk manager, and you can format it through there.
Oh, okay. Carry on.
Okay, Shane, I'm conducting the interview now, so just mind your place. Now, what are your system stats?
My system is an Acer Ferrari 3400. It has a AMD Athlon 64 3000 Plus at 2 GHz, 512 MB of RAM, an 80 GB hard drive, and an ATI Radeon 9700 with 128 MB of RAM.
Sounds very impressive there.
Incredibly.
Shane, do you have anything to comment on these stats?
No, that seems pretty normal to run OS X on a laptop.
Okay, so the next question, do all of the universal binary applications work on both of them?
Yes. End of story, they do.
Okay. What's your favorite feature on this operating system?
I don't know, it's not really a single feature. It's really a collection of little things, like I like the way the dock works, and you can get docks for Windows, but they just don't work the same way. I guess if I had to pick one thing, it'd be the expose, just because I like how...
Oh, yeah, that.
It's really fluid. I don't know. It seems very modern.
Yes.
Okay. Is that all you have to say, Nick, on that question?
Unless you wish for me to elaborate on something specific.
Anything specific, Shane?
No.
Okay. Now, our next question is, how tough was the install once you had the appropriate ISO image?
ISO.
ISO image. Was it simpler than Windows install, or more complex?
I actually have to say simpler now that I think of it. After I get the ISO, it's just burning the ISO, but then you have to play with your partitions, and you have to set them up in a weird way. The OS X partition has to be a primary partition, and... And you can just leave it unformatted, but you can format it through the OS X installer, OS X installer. But after that, it's mostly just like click next and it's done.
Yes. Okay. Kinder, gentler voice now. Don't get mad. Keep the anger inside. Suppress the anger. Now, will you be doing this for Pika?
I don't know. Running it on a beige box or a Hackintosh, as I like to call it, doesn't seem to be the greatest option because most of the time you don't have complete hardware support, but I don't know if you really want me to.
Okay. Now, yes. Okay, yes. No. Well, yes. What will you use more now? OS X/10 or Windows Experience? XP.
Yeah. There was a while when I used, like, only OS X just because I liked it more than Windows, and going back into Windows just felt so clunky and primitive, but I was dumb enough to try to run a security update on OS X and totally screwed up my install for it, so it's pretty much just sitting there dry right now. And also, I don't have full hardware support. I can't figure out a way to disable USB legacy support on my laptop, so my USB ports are dead. And it also doesn't have support for a thing called Cool and Quiet, so basically my laptop is running as hot as possible when I run OS X on it.
Ow. Wow. Yeah. I just want to say one more thing. Are you worried about any legal ramifications from downloading a hacked version of the operating system?
I don't know. I don't have it anymore. Kind of pointless now. Actually, there's a funny story behind that. If you go into the system profiler and go under extensions, there's one called Don't Steal OS X. It doesn't do anything, but I thought it was a cool little Easter egg.
Yeah. I think if anybody... Does anybody want to say anything else on this topic?
Not really.
No, I think that we're ready to move on to the rant section.
Sure. Okay, well, thanks, Nick, for elaborating on OS X.
No problem.
On a beige box, old, a new, a non... Apple
Hackintosh.
Store. Yes, a Hackintosh.
Hackintosh.
So for rants, does anybody want to read the first one?
I'll read the first one, Shane.
Go right ahead.
Okay. Okay, so you've all seen a statue in Felidor, right? Makes it look so much more like a town run by knights. Well, in Garden of Tranquility, you take the statue away, you shove it in Varrok, you wait months and months. Felidor hasn't realized that their statue is missing yet. There are 3 guards surrounding it. Fair enough. They might not last long enough to report it. And here's a little conversation. It goes, Frank says, there's something not right. And then Joe says, the statue is missing. And Frank says, you're right, we have to, collapse. Then Joe says, great, oh no, another adventurer is coming to kill me for my 3 GP. Well, I really don't see the point in having the statue there after so many months. I'd like to see it replaced to see Felidor just a bit more historic, I guess. Okay, anyway, so, end rant. Personally, Pigoth feels that there should be a fountain there, because fountains are really, 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 really cool, and statues aren't.
Okay.
And there's always a fountain in the center of town.
Yeah. That,
always.
Yeah, that makes it look very nice, doesn't it?
Always. In Ragnarok and Guild Wars.
Is it Ragnarok?
What? How is it pronounced?
Ragnarok.
Ragnarok.
Yeah.
It's
Ragnarok, I think.
Yeah, there's always fountains in the middle of the town. But in RuneScape, there is not always fountains in the center of town. And Pika feels that this is highly offensive to the other gamers that play Ragnarok and the other games. Guild Wars and all that. And Dark Ages. So, But Pika feels that there should be a fountain there or else Pika will quit RuneScape.
Okay. Yeah, I don't see what this guy's complaining about. It's just a little statue.
It's
pointless,
a piece of
really.
Stone.
Pointless.
It is a bunch of pixels.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, my collection of pixels has gone missing.
Yep. Thank you, Pika.
Yes.
I'll take this next one. I'll try and read this, I'm not sure. Being punked, I'll punch someone. Okay, it's not really now on my range main. I went to Barros when they came out, only to find that Melee had 4 out of 6 sets with the following effects. A set that can hit up to 93. Awesome defense. Hit through armor and prayer. Wrong, it's only through armor. And it steals life. Well, arms gets lowering stats, not as good, but mages have ancients. And a smiley face. I thought, awesome, that must mean that this one is awesome. Finally, after I get the entire set, only find out it's worse than Black Dragonhide. That this set must have some awesome effect after buying Bolt Racks. Ah! I have to buy something besides arrows now. I was fighting a level 103. He said, noob, lowering my agility. My entire world crumbled here. I couldn't believe how much cash I spent on that. Lameness ran back to the bank, grabbed my rune arrows, Black Dehyde, magic bow, and owned his bottom. So let's summarize. Lee gets awesome effects, armor, and no ammo cost, and we get the opposite? Is that fair? 5 supporters.
Hang on a second, right? He says, I couldn't believe how much cash I spent for that lameness. 4 carols is at the most 1.5 million, so it isn't as if you spent that much cash.
Yeah, that's right. It is the cheapest set and most rejected, I'd say.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, I have the top and the skirt. Well, there we go on skirts again. But anyways.
No, it's tight. It looks like tights.
Yep. So, that's that. I don't know. Like, what's the guy... let's just face it, that range is inferior, please.
What?
Range is inferior.
Ranges are inferior.
I know.
They're all equal, Shane.
No, magic...
Come on, man.
Magic is better.
Equality.
No...
All 3 have their advantages and disadvantages.
No.
What can a mage do that a ranger can't?
The mage can't. The mage can hold someone in a specific spot for like 20 seconds. Ranger can't do that. A ranger can't protect. What's that spell at level 85 called?
Teleblock.
Yes. The rangers can't teleblock.
But rangers are more noble, because mages just have all their stupid little spells to protect them, but ranging actually takes skill.
Whatever you say, Pika.
You can shoot all the little spells that you want all day, and it doesn't mean anything, but when you range or fight with, like, melee, that is a good warrior. Mages are...
No, thank you.
They like it up the... So... Mages are definitely out. Literally out. Get it? Ha ha ha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. And finally, next one. Next rant, which Brad will be reading.
From the maker.
What if I wanted to read it? Or
Nick, you've already read one.
Or Shane wanted to read it. Or
Shane's already read one.
Okay, just read it.
From the maker of Armor Prayer, Newton Proud comes, killing where we kill. People are killing where we kill. People are killing the world. I don't have many problems with the world. I want people to be able to escape. I want there to be strategy. I want there to be pures, clans, and skillers. I can deal with one item as annoying as they are. I can't deal with people who are killing the world. The most annoying thing for me personally in the world are PJers, also known as pile jumpers. I get a kill.
I just learned what that meant today.
It's what?
For me. Pile jumpers.
What's that mean?
It's sort of explained a bit further in. I get a kill and you think you deserve it. Well, no, just attack the guy you just attacked, right? I battled for this kill. Why do you think you deserve it? You killed me? If so, why not face me in a real fight? Both of us having food, health, pots instead of fighting me when I was weak. For sport? You make me laugh. That's like shooting a bear that someone else already got with a tranquilizer and calling it sport. Simple solution? Make it so that the victor of a fight in the world has 5 seconds before they can be attacked or attack someone else. If it is single combat, they can get the pile, run or log off if needed. And if they can't, too bad for them. Well, they couldn't log off because it's 10 seconds to log off after combat, not five. The teamers are bad as well. In single combat, teaming means there's no risk at all. Why do you think someone wants to fight two people 20 levels higher up than them? And do you think it's cool that you and your friends can take down someone? Really cool, buddy. You need a friend to take down someone in the world or feel safe. If you're so scared, try Castle Wars next time. This also is a simple solution, which also fixes people getting others near a monster which attacks them. Makes combat a one-way road. If you're under attack or attacking, you're in combat. After all, I'm in combat. If I'm swinging my sword at someone, well, why not make it like this in the game as well? What an idiot.
This has got to be the absolute worst rant I've ever read.
This man needs an Evanescence CD and a live journal.
Yeah, he's something. I don't know. The way I see it, if you're going in for the kill, somebody is there, they are fair game. That is the point of the wilderness.
So are you going to say if you're at war in somewhere and you shoot a guy, you're going to stand up and say, no, you can't shoot me because I just killed that guy.
Exactly.
I have immunity.
Yeah, how are you going to say that?
Exactly.
Delusional.
Delusional.
Yes.
He sounds like he's probably died and lost a lot. And
oh, yes.
Ranting.
It sounds like he's high.
I hope this thread is as popular as my last one with less spam. Post your opinions about the situation in the wild and my proposed solutions.
How about no?
Yes, no. Thank you.
What was that, Shane?
That was my no sound.
Do it again. Sounds like you're trying to, like...
Okay.
Do it again. One more time.
No, thank you.
One more time. Come on.
No, thank you. Yep. What have we been doing on RuneScape? Somebody care to start?
Yes. I got 87 defense, 88 hit points, which got me to level 108 combat, and I'm about to get 87 cooking and 83 fishing.
Well, that's good. Brad, what about you?
I just runecrafted. That's it.
Yes. Okay. Well,
runecrafting is for people who can't fight.
But like still, I killed him.
Okay. Wow. I can't believe we're on. I haven't been doing much on RuneScape because I've been working on site stuff.
Did I ask you what you've been doing on RuneScape?
No, I never got to.
Good.
Yeah. You know, so thank you. That's what I've been up to. Nothing really on RuneScape, just some miscellaneous farming and stuff like that. Because I've been working on site stuff.
Where my shoes at?
I don't know. Actually, we're probably in the living room.
So we have some stuff to talk about now. Some advertising and RSVMB issues.
Oh, that's
true. I'll start with the most important thing.
Okay.
Not the most important, but something that's fairly important. The RuneScape RSVNB newspaper thingamadooey, something called RSVNB Informer, will be starting up soon. We're going to be taking applications in the global announcement, so just you can send those applications to rsvnbinformer@gmail.com. Post a link to that. You can also, that's one thing. You can send questions to questions@rsvnb.com for next week's show. And they should be under 30 seconds in length if they're an audio question. Or text questions are also acceptable there. Or in the topic when it is created. Yes. And then one tiny bit of kind of sad news, I guess. Pika is done as an admin, isn't that right?
This is correct.
Yeah, so Pika's done as an admin, and maybe we should just, we've just lost Pika and Nick. I'm assuming we had some sort of Wi-Fi problem over at his place.
Or perhaps they just thought.
Or perhaps they just left, as Brad says. So, as we were saying, Pika's done as admin.
They've probably got enough to continue activities.
Yes. Yeah, he's done as admin, so... Pika's done as admin. It was good having him. He will be missed on the staff and stuff, so...
Yes.
It's nice sure having him, though. But he said he is still going to remain around RSVNB. I don't know. He said something about not continuing the show for much longer until probably, I think it was in June sometime, he said, right?
Yeah.
I think Pika is leaving the show probably this... Not next episode, but maybe the next after, or it could be as early as next episode, so I don't know when Pika will be leaving, but I know he will be leaving sometime in June. And
yes.
you're with the person right now who's going to be filling in for him.
Yes.
Brad,
that'll stop you listening.
Yeah, so that'll be basically the way it'll happen in June, sometime during June, or... Pika will step down and Brad will take over as RSVNB Update co-host full time.
Yes.
Yeah, isn't that a...
That Pika's request. I want to add that. Pika wanted me to
do it. Yes, yes. He said it was your request, so... At your request, so... That's that. I think we're done. There's another RSVNB Update for you guys to chew on. Have a good night.
Good night.
Adios.
Adios.